Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this evening. I won't try and keep you too long tonight. We'll enjoy the meeting on Sunday. Brother Gary and Brother Henry. We just thank the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. Sister Carl and the family is halfway home. I'm an hour day to do the next half. I tell you, it's a long haul. But we just want to pray the Lord will just be with them as they come back and travel back. Praise the Lord. And let's turn in our Bibles tonight till Genesis 17, verse 3 to 6. And I just want to talk a wee bit, just for a few moments tonight, about the name. And I don't believe that scriptural names are chosen by chance. And I believe that they carry a deep significance. Every name in the Bible, scriptural names, not by chance, it carries a significance. And the Word of God shows us that. Genesis 17, verse 3 to 6 then. And Abraham fell on his face, and he talked with him, saying, "As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called Abraham. For the father of many nations have I made thee, and I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee." Praise God. Then also, if we could go over till chapter 16 of Exodus 16. Exodus 16, maybe we could read from Exodus 15. Exodus 15 and verse 26. Just one verse, just to get a few thoughts from tonight. Exodus 15, verse 26. "And said, If thou wilt gently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all the statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Praise God. And that's Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Let's just bow our heads tonight. If you have a prayer request tonight, just lift your hand up before the Lord. Praise God. Just remember, still, Sister Lauren, she's better than she was, but she's still getting pains in her side. And that's after all these weeks. And remember also, Rodney Adamson's going out witnessing in Port Rouge this weekend to the bike race to witness to the unsaved. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you that we have an advocate. And we can come tonight because of that advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we come pleading the merits of your precious blood, and we ask you to wash us afresh in the blood of the Lamb, and we shall be whiter than the snow. Purge us and sanctify us tonight. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost, I pray. Lord, I plead your blood on each one of us in this building and upon this building. I plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ tonight. I pray for the Holy Spirit to be in our midst, Lord, this evening. And ask you, Lord Jesus, for the hands raised, you meet every single need in Jesus' precious name. Lord, we come against the spirit of infirmity, and we curse it tonight in Jesus' precious name. And we pray again for Lord and Matthew and any others that are sick or afflicted tonight. We pray for your touch upon their bodies in Jesus' precious name. We ask you for Sister Carl and all the boys as they travel back. You'll be with them and you'll bless them and keep them safe, Lord. And we pray also for each one that's here, that you'll bless them and be with them, Lord. And for the services that lay ahead of thou wouldst tarry, that you'll have your way. And Lord, tonight, that you'll speak to us for a moment from your word. And Lord, that you take the Holy Ghost by faith. And I thank you that you do undertake for me, Lord Jesus. I come against every work of the devil, every spirit, make it subject to your spirit. And Lord, have your way in our hearts and in our lives, and save all of our children and move in our homes and every way about us. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you this evening. Praise God. So just want to talk about the name that, you know, it's like any name. I suppose if you're naming a child, you definitely shouldn't or wouldn't name a child by chance. You think about what you're going to call them. Some people would even say they felt that the Lord told them what they would call a child. And that's the way it was in the Bible. The names in the Bible given to different people were scriptural names. They were inspired names. And it's not by chance, but it's by the foreknowledge of God, these names. And we witness the name change of Abraham. From Abram to Abraham, father of many nations. Now, when that might seem absolutely nothing, and somebody that doesn't know anything about Abraham would never think anything about that. But the thing that you have to get in your head right away is this, that he had no children when he's Abram. And then when God calls him Abraham and tells him, you're going to be the father of nations, that's what your name is meaning. And God starts with an impossibility. And not only does God do the miracle and God changes his name, but his name testifies to what God's actually going to do. His name's prophetic. His name's actually prophetic. And not only was it prophetic here when God said it and done it, but it's still prophetic because there's still the descendants of Abraham. And we can still look at the Bible and say, can you count the stars of the heaven and the sand upon the seashore? So shall thy seed be. The father of many nations, and even the people over there that's not the Jews, are descendants as well from Abraham. And I think I shared one week how they did get blessed and they did have substance. They're even descendants of Abraham because God's word can't go back. God keeps his word. And God done for Abraham what God said he would do for Abraham. And it took a lot longer maybe than was first expected. And many times we think when God speaks to us, I know even from my own self years ago, when maybe there was a prophecy given to him or something was said and it was definitely from the Lord, you think it's going to happen tomorrow, but years could pass and you think it's not going to happen and then God does it. And one day you look back 30 or 40 years later and you see that it's happened. God actually done what he said. And God done what he said with Abraham. And he gave him the name change, and it was a prophetic name. Then you have Peter, and you know the stone, like for the stone. And God changed his name. Matthew 16, verse 18 tells us, and I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And we know that God gave him a name change. He gave him a name change. And we know that the real revelation in this was that God revealed to Peter who Christ was. That's the real thing. That we're built on the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And God gave this to Peter, but God gave Peter a name change. And when you read through that scripture as well, here's a man, and God changes his name, and here's a man that the devil wants to sift. And the Lord, knowing all things, tells him that. Satan's desire to sift you, Peter, is sweet, but I prayed for you. So the Lord prayed for him, and the Lord gave him a name change, and God gave him a great revelation who Christ actually was. And we're built, the church is built on that revelation who Christ is. That's what the church is built on. It's built on Jesus Christ. It's not built on Peter, and it's not built on a physical building. It's built on Jesus Christ, isn't that right? And God gave them the name change. Now you see how particular God was, and even how particular it was when God came to name his son. When God came to name his son, and when the angel came to give the name, the angel said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. So there's a specificness to names. You could even look your own name up, and I'll guarantee you that your name will mean something. Your Thomas means seeker of truth. Seth means in place of. Their names mean something. And you hear people mention about Billy Graham and the type of Abraham a bit. You know, and Billy Graham seen a lot of people saved. And William Branham's name as well, the H-A-M. And I'm not going to go into them names tonight. I want to concentrate on Jesus tonight. But I'm just telling you, there's a meaning in a name. And you see how particular God was when this earthly name, if you like, was given to the Savior, Matthew 1:25, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son and called his name Jesus. And that's the name he was given, Jesus. And no name carries a deeper meaning than that name, Jehovah. The name Jehovah carries a very deep meaning. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, is Isaiah 9 verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, Emmanuel, everlasting Father. That's Jesus. We know that is, because the Bible tells us that's the son that was given. But you see, there's no deeper name than this name, Jehovah, and it means ever-existing one. Now, I'm just going to share with you from my heart tonight what the Lord's been showing me personally. Because, you see, we're in an age now, and I believe this, we're in an age now where a lot of preachers, because nothing seems to be happening, they want to make it out that God's not moving the day, and they want to make a reason why God's not moving the day, doctrinally. And they want to prove doctrinally that we're in the age, basically, that God's not moving. And they want to explain why God's not moving. But for me, this scripture wipes that clean out. I'll tell you why. Because this Jehovah means that he ever remains the same. He is the same. He can't change. Now, if the Lord can't change, and whatever the Lord did before, the Lord can do again. So if we put faith in the Word of God, like it's ever been put in it, the Word of God before, God will do the same things. But I'll tell you what's happening. People that is full of unbelief, they're stepped in unbelief, and they're stepped in temptation. That's what's wrong. And it spoils the freedom and the truth of Scripture, which it should have, the eternal I am. That's what Jehovah is. He's unchanging. Now, if you lift that church age book, and there's church age books there, I'm sure everyone has that 7 church age book that was written, and I believe it's inspired of God. And William Branham says in there, he says, the greatest revelation of all is that God never changes. And I believe that tonight. Now, if God never changes, you can't preach a message where God can't do it. To me, that's pure unbelief. How can we preach that God can't do it if we believe he's still Jehovah the same and he remains the same? He's not I was, he's I am. Amen. The eternal I am. Exodus 3, verse 14. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. And that points us today to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is the Lord Jesus Christ, God has sent him. Do you realize that Jesus is sent? Because he says, as the Father sent me, so send I you. So Jesus is the special sent one. And his name is a special name. Not only is it special, it's higher and it's far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Not only is it high and special and far above every other name, but the Bible says that everything must give way to the name of Jesus Christ. And that one day every single knee will bow to the name of Jesus Christ, because that name is above every other name. It's a very, very special name. And Hebrews 13 and 8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no matter what somebody can prove universally, I'm not saying I know what age we're in and I know all about that, but we still have to believe God to move in our generation. When we read about God moving in another generation, and it's good to do it, it'll stir us, It's the truth. We are to remind ourselves of it, but it's history. No matter how we look at it, it's history. But we have to believe to see God moving in our time, in our day. And we have to expect Him and believe Him to do the same things that they deceive and to heal and deliver. Revelations 1 verse 4 says this here. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before the throne of God. So He is and He was and He is to come. This man is special, and His name's special. And it's unchanged. It's unchanged. He is the great miracle worker. And you know, I preached it before. I preached it in the other Oriental around Tully Leash many years ago about the ministry of the great miracle workers unchanged. Now, whether we have the faith to believe that or not, that won't change the fact that that's the truth. That is the truth. It's unchanged. His ministry is unchanged. His power is unchanged. It's unchanged because He's unchanged. And you see, He's still the same tonight. Anything associated with the name Jehovah is bound to be valid at the present moment, for it's always eternally valid, because I was and is to come. So anything associated with that name, it's valid. It has clout with it. And we've been given a right to use that name. We've been given that name. We have took that name. In baptism, we've took the name. And that name's become part of us. And we're part of it. And we've been given a right to use that name. And He says in Mark 16, if we lay hands on the sick, because of that name, they'll recover. And the elders can anoint with oil, and because of that name, they'll recover, and even sins will be forgiven because of the power that's in that name. And you know that it's not the power of the water, but it's the power of the name of Jesus Christ that, and the blood of Jesus that takes the sin away. But it's the act of obedience when you do it. You're dying with Him. You're resurrecting with Him. You're telling everybody what you're doing, and you're taking the name. You're taking the name. Our hun is getting married here coming soon, and she'll be no more McKinstry. She'll be Stockdale. She's going to take His name. She's getting a name change. And there's a lot comes with a name change. And I'll tell you, there's a lot came with Abraham's name change from Abram to Abraham. He fell under a blessing and a promise and something that God was going to do, and God did do it. I don't believe Abraham could ever even imagine his own self what would happen. And this name of Jesus Christ is such a wonderful name, and we can apply it. And our meetings today, like Jeremiah 23:6 says, and in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is His name, whereby He shall be called the Lord our righteousness. And even Jeremiah applied it, and we can apply that tonight because we've took the name. We've took the name Jesus, and it is the Lord our righteousness. Because it's His righteousness, we have the night. And you could study that from Romans 4, and you would see where it says that He hasn't imputed to us our sin, but He's imputed to us His righteousness. You see, it was for Judah and Israel in a coming day, but because the name Jehovah is for all time. Now, they knew in a certain day, but this name Jehovah is for all time. And God, yet He done it then under an old covenant. What can He do for us tonight? This name, Jesus Christ, Jehovah, Sekenya, is equally for me today. The Lord our righteousness. That's what Jehovah Sekenya means. The Lord our righteousness. And the Lord is our righteousness. Romans 3:22 says, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, on all and upon all that believe, for there's no difference. So once we take the name of Jesus Christ, we have took righteousness. We had none of our own, but He had righteousness. And when we came, we received His righteousness. Therefore, we are righteous because He's righteous. And His blood cleanses us from all sin. Jehovah Jireh, also from Genesis 22:14. The Lord who sees and provides. and he is Jehovah Jireh. The Lord sees and the Lord provides. Many times, you know, you think it's not going to happen, and then the Lord does it, doesn't he? That's the truth. And I know from experience, and that's the truth. And, you know, I could go in tonight. I won't want to go into all these names tonight, because I have them in my Bible here, and they're so well marked in it, but there's the seven compound names of Jehovah. And they're in Christ. All the blessings in these names is represented in the person of Jesus Christ. All of them. He's our provider. He's our healer. Amen. And among all the titles of Jehovah, Jehovah Rapha, which I read in Exodus 15:26, I am the Lord that healeth thee. The Lord is our physician. Amen. Now you could go to a physician, you could go to an earthly doctor, and the earthly doctor, he's not really healing you. But he's checking what's wrong with you, and he's trying to give you a medicine to make you well. He's aiding nature. There's nothing wrong with that. It's perfectly good to do it if you have to do it. But he's not actually a healer. But that's the difference here. We're working with someone here who is actually, he is a physician. He is a healer. Amen. He has the very thing to heal you. He's already paid the price for your salvation, and he's already paid the price for your healing on the cross 2,000 years ago. And I believe it tonight. And no matter what anyone tries to tell me, you know, we have to hold on to it. And you see, God here in the wilderness, we've seen what he was able to do, and we've seen what God was able to do in the apostolic days and the church gone by. And I know many people say, well, that was then, and God doesn't do that no more. Well, then they're preaching a different Jesus. They're not preaching this Jehovah, which we read about, because he ever remains the same. They're preaching to Jehovah that they're actually saying he hasn't remained the same. He has changed. So they're preaching somebody else. They're not preaching the God of the Bible. Because if you preach Jehovah of the Bible, you will have to preach one that's never changed, that remains the same. That is Hebrews 13:8. That is Malachi 3. I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. That's the God and the Jehovah of my Bible and your Bible. He's never changed. He's the same. So when we come tonight to pray, and I want you to be encouraged that you've been given a name, every one of us, a name. And we have a right to that name. We have a right to the name. And we can use the name in prayer. And it won't be heard if we don't come in any other way, you know. I was somewhere the other night, a couple of nights ago, and I got talking to these men, and I knew one of them was Pioneer, they call themselves, Catholic. And he's a real good lad. You know, don't misunderstand me. I am friendly with this man, and he calls himself a pioneer. And he was telling this other fella that was a Christian fella that he hadn't touched alcohol of any description in 12 years. And that's good. That's a good thing. There's nothing wrong with that. But you could have a fella that has touched it. And if he's called on the Lord, he's saved. And the boy that hasn't touched it's still going to hell. That's the truth about it. You could have a man that's a Christian that still has a pint of beer or a glass of wine, and that won't unsave him. It doesn't unsave him. And I told him, and I said, that's good what you've done. But I said, it's not what goes into the man's mouth that defiles him. It's what comes out of it. And you see, it's climbing up another way. And it's the Bible preaches it, not by works. And that's a program. That's a man-made program. And that man could be a pioneer, and such a wonderful pioneer, and not drink, and that's good. I'm not promoting till drink. But at the same time, a fella could have a glass of wine if he wants. He's committed no sin, none whatsoever. He could show you scriptures to prove he could do it. But I'm not saying he should do it. I don't do it. But I'm just saying, but this fella, thinks, you see, because he's a pioneer, he's on a good thing. And he's against abortions, and he's against all these different things, but he's still lost. He's lost. And he can't approach God only through this name that we're talking about tonight, the name of Jesus Christ. And he can pray to the Virgin Mary. He can pray to different saints. Padre Pio was a wonderful Catholic priest. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. He worked miracles and everything. People were healed under his ministry, Padre Pio. But there's still, we can't pray to him. And for us as Christians, we don't come here tonight and pray to William Branham or Smith Wigglesworth or Jack Coe or any man of God. They're just like me and you. They were all born sinners. But there's one man that wasn't born a sinner. That's the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says there's only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And though that man's done all them things, the terrible shock for him is going to be still lost. And you could have a fellow that's maybe classed not so good of a Christian, but if he's trusted in Christ, he's not depending on his own works. He's depending on what Christ done for him. He's saved. He is saved. That's the difference. Not by works, lest any man should boast. And I tell you, he's a good big lad, this fella. I'm telling you about, most of you wouldn't know him, but he's a great big fella. And he's sincere. But you see, except the gospel light opens his understanding, he will not be saved. It's only the Holy Spirit can enlighten a man. And I tell you, we need to be praying. And even for our own loved ones, many of them's away, my own children are not serving the Lord, most of them. They're away, no interest. And you can't make them do it. You can't tie a rope around them and lasso them. But there's one thing you can do, and that's pray. And I tell you, prayer works. Prayer works. Let's come and pray tonight, and let's believe. And remember Rodney Addison as well, that the Lord will bless him and use him as he goes to Port Rush to witness. And I know a man, I actually worked for him, and he was a total alcoholic. And Rodney's got witnessing to this fella. And there's a massive change on him. God's done something on him. And he didn't even go no more to wherever Rodney was attending. There wasn't enough of a spark there. He's went on now a bit. I better watch what I say, but you understand what I mean, anyhow. But he's wanting the things of God. He's wanting the things of God, this man. And he went somewhere with somebody the other night to talk to another alcoholic. And this boy was saying there's no way he could get off it. And your man was telling him, well, I was on it a lifetime, and I'm off it. God's using them. God is able. Let's come and pray tonight and seek the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for this name that you have set far above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, what a name. What a name. Neither is there salvation in any other name. For there is no other name given under heaven whereby man must be saved. Lord, in Acts 2:38 it says, repent ye therefore, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you for the gift of the Holy Ghost tonight, eternal life to those that believe on that name. We thank you, Lord, that there's power in the name. To as many as receive him, to them give he the power to become the sons of God who believe on that name. Lord, we thank you for that name tonight. We thank you for the Old Testament, for Jehovah. We thank you that you ever remain the same. I was, will be, and am forevermore, the first, the last, the beginning, the ending. You're everything tonight, and you're never changed. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we lift before you all of our loved ones tonight, represented it on our hearts. Lord, you know them, the children, the wives, the husbands, the older sons and daughters, you know every one of them, Lord, that people in the next room's praying about and thinking about right now. And Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit will work on them, that the Holy Spirit will enlighten them and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth in Jesus' precious name. Lord, I do pray for that big man, and I don't need to name his name. You know him, Lord, and he is a good big fellow, but I pray that you'll enlighten him with the gospel and you'll take the scales of his eyes like you did with Luther. And Lord, that the glorious light of the gospel will break in on him and deliver him from the popish tradition that has him blinded. Lord, set him free, I pray, in Jesus' precious name tonight. And Father, help us, Lord, everyone, to live a life that's worthy of the gospel. Help us to have a testimony that's pleasing to you. Lord, we pray for Rodney tonight as he goes to Port Rush. We pray you will bless him, protect him, that whatever he gives a track out or witnesses, that you'll mightily use him. I pray, Lord, as well for Brother George here and you, as you go on the streets, that you'll be with them. Protect them, Lord. And we thank you for them, and we thank you for their witness and for their zeal, Lord. And we pray you continue to bless them and use them, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Father, for those that's been mentioned as sick and afflicted, we pray you'll heal them. You're the healer, Lord. You're the physician, Lord. And we send your word tonight and pray for healing upon them. And for Carl and everyone, as they come back, that you'll be with them. And just keep them safe, Lord. And just have your way in all of our lives. And in the meetings that lay ahead, we acknowledge you. And we thank you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. We give you all the praise and all the glory. And we bless you for the young ones in the meetings, Lord, that, and how you've used them and touched them and used them so many times to encourage all of us, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. And we just pray your blessing and the mothers and the fathers and sisters working tonight, or brothers and those that maybe couldn't be here, just bless them, be with them. Lord, for those struggling financially, meet their every need. Prosper them and bless them. Lord, for those praying that's needing wisdom in a situation, just grant them the wisdom they need and the guidance from your word. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. Just let's continue to seek the Lord.